Just before I set off on this trip, I went to my local library in New Hampshire and looked Australia up in the New York Times Index to see how much it had engaged our attention in recent years. I began with the 1997 volume for no other reason than that it was open on the table. In that year, across the full range of possible interests, politics, sports, travel, the coming Olympics in Sydney, food and wine, the arts, obituaries, and so on, the Times ran 20 articles that were predominantly on or about Australian affairs. In the same period, for purposes of comparison, the Times ran 120 articles on Peru, 150 or so on Albania, and a similar number on Cambodia, more than 300 on each of the Koreas, and well over 500 on Israel. As a place that caught our interest, Australia ranked about level with Belarus and Burundi. Among the general subjects that outstripped it were balloons and balloonists, the Church of Scientology, dogs, though not dog sledding, Barney's Incorporated, and Pamela Harriman, the former ambassador and socialite who died in February 1997. A misfortune that evidently required recording 22 times in the Times. Put in the crudest terms, Australia was slightly more important to us in 1997 than bananas, but not nearly as important as ice cream. As it turns out, 1997 was actually quite a good year for Australian news. In 1996, the country was the subject of just 9 news reports, and in 1998, a mere 6. Australians can't bear it that we pay so little attention to them, and I don't blame them. This is a country where interesting things happen, and all the time. Consider just one of those stories that did make it into the Times in 1997, though buried away in the odd sock drawer of Section C. In January of that year, according to a report written in America by a Times reporter, scientists were seriously investigating the possibility that a serious seismic disturbance in the remote Australian outback almost 4 years earlier had been a nuclear explosion set off by members of the Japanese doomsday cult Aum Shinrikyo.